Welcome, parents. It is college week, and I'm very excited to have a guest speaker on today to talk about how to support our commuter and remote students living at home. So today I welcome on Andrea Mitchin, who is a higher education professional at the University of Houston with 18 plus years of experience. But she also happens to be the co-author of College Ready 2021, the writer of Chapter 7, which is called What If My Student Will Be Living at Home? And I'm so excited to have her on today so that she can help us during college week with not only our students that go off to college, which we've been talking about during this whole week, but also for those students who are living at home and trying to do college at the same time. So very excited to have her on today. Thank you for being here, Andrea.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, my first question is, how to avoid the power struggle. This is what I see being one of the biggest conflicts of having a remote student, because parents see their child as as a dependent, as still a child, as someone they need to still help in a lot of ways. And our child sees themselves as a young adult who is now independent and trying to gain more independence by going off to college. So I foresee a lot of trouble with things like curfew and drinking and having friends over. So what kind of suggestions do you have for those parents?
Well, I think that that is a really good question to start off. Because it's definitely something that I've talked to our parents and families about. So at the University of Houston, I work with our parent and family, I direct our parent and family area, but I also direct commuter student services. So I work with both the student side of the problem and the parent and family side of the problem. And I would say the biggest thing that you can do as parents and supporters of your student is to sit down and have a conversation about expectations and realities of what their new life and their new transition is going to be. Because I think the big thing is to remember that this is not only a transition for your student, but it's also a transition for you. And there's a lot of feelings and things that come from that. As a parent myself, I know one day I will be facing as well, whether my daughter chooses to live on campus or off campus. And so I think it's really important to have that back and forth conversation as well. I would highly recommend that it not just be, this is what I expect of you, and to give them a little bit of adult control over the situation and say, you know, I know that this has been our world, and in high school you did these things, and this is what was expected of you in terms of family commitments, in terms of time, in terms of curfew. You know, what is it that you think your life is going to look like, you know, now that you're a college student, and then how do you see that changing? And then see if you can find some middle ground so that you can support them in their transition to college and what that may look like that's going to be different. So let's just all accept that it is going to be different. And, you know, what they expect and what they hope for in terms of their transition while they're still living at home. I just think that that initial conversation will really help, you know, when things start happening, to kind of smooth over how to have those follow-up conversations as well.
I love that you're approaching the conversation with, how do you see things changing? Because I think that a lot of parents make the mistake of saying, this is how things might change, or this is how things are going to stay the same. And they actually just don't even consider maybe asking their child what they think might happen, and getting their input. And you definitely will get your child to comply more, follow rules better, if they're part of the conversation, if they're part of the decision making, if they have input and feel control. And I think that's another thing that just happens with families when they get into this turmoil time of butting heads, is the child is wanting to assert independence, and then there was never that conversation to talk about how that is going to shift. It just is not a start of a normal regular school year. This is different. There's got to be a sit down conversation with your child, and I think that's super important. I just love how you mentioned it. It's perfect. It really is.
Yeah, I do. I just think it's really important to include them now. I think that you will get further as a parent, in terms of the conversation, in terms of what happens after the fact, because they were included in the conversation. You know, and I know every family dynamic is different, and there are parents that are going to say no, like it's my way or the highway. And hopefully that's not most of y'all, but if it is, you might want to at least consider shifting your perspective. So that you can have a happy living situation with your student, and so that you can continue to have a positive relationship in your home, because that's all what hopefully all we really want, all of us. So I think yes. that's really helpful.
It is. It's so, so important. Before I ask you my next question, I just want to remind people we are going live right now. So if you have a question for Andrea that you would like to ask, go ahead and write it in the comments and we'll try to get to your question. And if you don't have a question for right now, and maybe you're watching the replay, please go ahead and write in the question below and I can answer it. I know it's something I can't answer. I definitely can contact Andrea to see what she has to say about it, but let us know your comments. And if you have a child getting ready to go off to college. But my second question for you, Andrea, is there is also some support that's going to be needed and a shift that's going to change with workload, because the high school workload is going to look way different than the college workload. So what can we expect and how can we support that transition from our high school learner to our college learner?
Well, I think fortunately for most of us, because of this COVID situation, right, we've had to make some adjustments and shifts in terms of creating spaces in our homes, whether it be an office for work or an office for school if students are virtually learning. So I think we've fortunately in that regard gotten a little bit of training in advance. But I think the important thing to remember is that high school and college are different. The level of rigor that's expected from a student in college is going to be more. You know, I can speak from my own experience. I never struggled in school, in high school or anything. I didn't really feel like I had to try that hard. But then when I got to college in my first semester, I did horrible. So I think that you just need to help your student understand that there's an expectation that there's going to be more time required of them, because even though they see on their schedule, you know, I only have 6 hours worth of classes on Monday, Wednesday, they need to take those 6 hours. And for every one class hour, multiply by three, and that's how much they should be studying outside of the classroom. So that's what professors are expecting of them, their instructors are expecting of them, because in high school, you know, you're in the moment all the time and you're studying all the time and you're learning all the time, and you may not have as much to do at home, depending on what high school you went to or what your program was. But when you're in college, there's an expectation that you're not only coming to class, but you're doing the reading before class, you're studying for your tests and exams, you're meeting with study groups, you're doing all the other things that you would normally do in that classroom setting or in that school setting in high school outside of the classroom time. So really the best philosophy that I can have, or the best equation, is for 1 hour of class time, 3 hours outside of class time. So if they're taking 15 hours, that's about 45 hours outside of their class time that they should be studying. And then
what an important conversation that is also, because the accountability now falls on to the student. And mm-hmm. as a parent, if you're there watching your child drowned, literally, because mm-hmm. you get the front seat because they're at home, mm-hmm. or you're trying to encourage them to study, but they just don't have the self-discipline to do it, and they don't have the teachers at home that anymore to encourage them, and those support systems that high schools provide, because they're such a small community versus the university or the college or even community college settings, exponentially bigger. It's just, I could see it being very difficult for parents to navigate those waters of taking the place of pushing the child to understand how much they have to work without structure, that they have to create their own structure. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to brainstorm in my head, like, how would I do that with my child? My child is actually going to be going off to university next year. He's going to Syracuse.
Yay.
But we have a whole out-of-state situation. It's not here. So yeah. The accountability is all on him. But if I had to sit there and watch it, you know, that's very gentle, walking tiptoe around trying to push your child to do the right thing and yet stay back because it's their responsibility. They need to kind of learn on their own. That's what they want, right? They want to be a young adult. They need to kind of learn on their own. that's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say as a parent, you could also just make sure that you're aware of the resources that are available on campus. You know, most colleges and universities, 2-year, 4-year, public, private, have some sort of academic resources available. I can speak for, you know, the university that I work at right now. There are time management workshops offered through our tutoring center and our academic success center. So even if your child doesn't want to hear it from you, there's somebody else that can tell them. So even if they're not listening to you, then get them connected to those resources and those spaces and places and people on campus that can help them learn, you know, time management in college. Because time management in college looks a lot different than time management in high school. Because in high school, your time is kind of managed for you. In college, you have to learn how to do it yourself, which is what you were saying. And I think just a really strong point to hit home with them.
So parents, find those resources that are on the campus, because then it alleviates some of that stress and burden on you as trying to be the disciplinarian, when really there's resources for your student that can help them learn how to do those time management skills. And my next question for you, Andrea, is how can I help my student plan their commute?
Well, that is a really good question. It depends on the institution, right? So I work at an institution that's in an urban area. So that's, you know, there are a lot of options and opportunities for commuting. So it's not always like my student is going to drive their car to school every day or to college every day. It might be, you know, is a family member responsible? Are they going to be able to take a metro or some sort of public transport to get to campus? Does the college or university have some relationship with the local public transport like we do? We have a discount program, so students can actually ride to campus on our public transport for free if they sign up for this program. You know, and whatever option they decide upon based on whether it's financial, convenience, reliability, make sure that there's always a backup option as well. Because, you know, if they're relying on you to get them to campus every day and you're sick, or you have a work trip, or whatever comes up, anything, right? Anything could come up, you know, because they always say, you know, the best made plans. So just make sure that there's a backup plan. Or if they're a commuter student and their car breaks down and it can't be fixed for 3 days, how are they getting to campus? So it's just really important to think about not only what plan A is, but what at least plan B is for them to make it to campus. Because their professors, as much as they care about the students, they expect them to be there and they expect them to do the work regardless of the situation, because they're learning how to be adults and transition to the quote unquote real world. Right. So it's really important for them, you know, to work through that. And you can support them in that by knowing what their options are, by helping them explore what makes the most sense, by building out a budget in terms of whatever commuting option they're doing. But it's really important to have that conversation too before the beginning of the school year. And if you have like an opportunity to try it out too, because, you know, if you are in an urban area or if you're in a rural area and they're going to be driving 40 minutes, you know, like let's walk through that. Let's actually do the drive and see what it's like and see how long it actually takes you, and look at the parking lot areas and where are your classes. You know, I love a walkthrough. And I think that's something that parents and families could do with their students, where the student isn't going to be frustrated that the parent wants to be involved, because they want the support and they're a little nervous too, you know, sometimes about trying to figure all that out by themselves.
Because doing those walkthroughs, really you can feel supported as a student by your parent with those walkthroughs. That's a great recommendation.
Exactly.
Now, I also know that commuter students could and sometimes do miss out on a big social experience that the on-campus living student has, the dorm experience, and just those social interactions. And yet it is still really important, I would think, right, for those kids to make new friends, be as social. So my first question is about that. Part one is, you know, why is that important for them to make friends? And then part two, how do we encourage our child to do that when they're living at home and not in a dorm?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. You know, from my student affairs, higher education background, I'm always going to tell you that involvement is critically important to your student's success, their well-being, their, you know, positivity about their experience, their commitment to staying, So your student needs to get involved in something, whether it's a study group or a club or organization or just eating on campus and finding friends that way. That connection is really important, particularly within the first 2 months of being on campus, because we know from research that those first 2 months are what determine whether a student will be successful for the rest of their college career or not.
Wow.
So that is super important time for them to be invested in. And as a commuter student, there are plenty of opportunities for them to be involved. You know, most campuses have some sort of weeks of welcome or convocation program or something like that. Do not let them skip that stuff. Make them, you know, stay on campus, find some friends to go with. There may be a mentorship program. Like here, we have a commuter mentorship program for our incoming commuter students that they can get involved in. So even if they feel awkward and they don't know anybody, they can go with people in their groups so that they can feel less awkward in that transition. But, you know, weeks of welcome, getting involved in a club or organization. Every college and university has some sort of student activity, student organizations, office. Make them do some research before they get to campus and see what they might be interested in from their interests from high school or maybe in their academic major. They can get involved in an organization or club, but just make sure that that you're encouraging them in every way that you can to not just come to campus and then go back home. Because if you're seeing them a lot, then they're probably not doing their first part of college correctly, because there is so much stuff that goes on in those first couple of weeks of college that they should be involved with.
And tell me a little bit about College 2021, College Ready 2021, this book you are a co-author of, and I have it myself, but I wanted to give the audience a little bit of perspective on the book. So tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely. So this book is something that I was really excited to be involved with. It's a lot of my professional colleagues that do the same work that I do in Parent Family Professional Association. The book really is meant to be a really easy to read, not in research or academic terms book where you can just pick it up, read it really quickly. If there's a chapter or two that are particularly of interest to you, it's written to sound just like another person talking to you basically about what an experience would be. We don't get heavy into the research. We don't get heavy into the data. It's more about real life examples, our experiences as professionals and what we see. I mean, obviously I wrote the chapter on commuter students and parents that support them because I work with both of those populations. So I'd like to feel like I know a little bit about that. And most of my colleagues were chosen to write their chapters for the exact same reason. And they're short chapters with a lot of great information written from a personal perspective. So I just think it's a really valuable resource for you all as your student makes the transition. And again, as you make the transition to now being a college parent, there's just a lot of really great stuff in there.
It's a super easy book. It's short. It's very easy to read, parents. It's very inexpensive. You could buy it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And just a quick read. And one of the favorite things that I actually liked about the book was at the end of every chapter, there's a checklist of things about the chapter, like for you to make sure that you did with your child or for your child or with your child, whatever it was, depending on the chapter. And those checklists are just great. So great book. I was really excited to have it as I'm in the same position of all these other parents probably watching this right now because mine is going off too. So, and I have another one going off next year. Yikes.
yeah. You're ready. You're going to do this. You'll be fine.
This is the first one. He's my oldest. So it's probably going to hurt. It's going to hurt, but I'm ready. He's ready. And I'm excited for him. So it's awesome. A really exciting time. And thank you so much for being on today, Andrea. Parents, if you have not gotten my free PDF, it's called 50 Skills to Teach Your Child Before They Leave Home. Make sure you grab that. It's absolutely free. It's also a checklist of activities and skills that your child needs before they leave home so that they can be independent adults. Just simple life skills that maybe might have gotten swept under the rug before the end of high school. And really you want to teach them those skills before they head on off to wherever they might be going. And you can get that at theimpactfulparent.com/50skills. I'll make sure I put that in the show notes. Also this week, an entire week full of college getting ready for college, ready stuff for you. So yesterday we put out a video also from College Ready 2021, how to support your child first semester of college. Today I put out a video on how to talk to your child about sex, drugs, and peer pressure. We have this amazing video here with Andrea about how to support your commuter and remote students living at home. Tomorrow I'll be putting out a video about that first visit back home, also from College Ready 2021. We want to make that a very successful visit and not have those same power struggles that maybe we talked about actually today. And Thursday is a video on how to support your child in transitioning into college life, also from College Ready 2021. And finally, on Friday, there's a video about how to make quick and easy dorm food. So check out all of those videos. Find them on my YouTube channel, theimpactfulparent.com/YouTube, or you can go to the podcast to listen to them, which is theimpactfulparent.com/Apple. And listen to all those, get those free resources, get your free PDF. But until next time, you got this, parents. We're just here to help. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.